Well, hello, and welcome to the first crappy hour of 2026. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Hello, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on with you this fine New Year night?
Oh, what is going on? Well, I don't know if you heard, but I had to leave my mom group. It's just too toxic. No, they were.
God,
I went on Instagram and I saw that Hillary Duff was hanging out with Meghan Trainor without me, and I just started to cry tears of joy. And I thought, this joy is too intense for me. I need to leave this group because I'll be just too happy knowing that Meghan Trainor does not want to hang out with me. I'd rather just be in a state of wondering if she'd want to hang out with me. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what Ben's talking about, Ashley Tisdale just came out with a bombshell article about being very upset about what transpired in her mom group. So who's in this mom group? Meghan Trainor. First of all, don't be in a mom group with Meghan Trainor.
I know, that's where it begins and ends.
Honestly, one of the most obnoxious people on the planet. Why would you do that to yourself? And who else is in there?
Hillary Duff, Mandy Moore. I don't know who else. Can people tell us in the comments? The big takeaway for me is that Ashley Tisdale is 40. Like, that was the thing. That was the record scratch moment for me. I was like, I mean, I know our millennials are aging now. Our elder millennials are now in their 40s, late 30s and 40s, and I'm barely accepting that. But Ashley Tisdale from High School Musical is 40? What? Next, you know, that makes me have to realize that, like, our Laguna Beach kids are like 38, 39. It's very difficult for me. But I don't know. Who else is in that group? Does anyone know? Anyone in the comments?
Let me see here. Let me read some of these comments. Somebody said, I think Mandy Moore was the real hit.
Yeah,
so it was Mandy
Someone
Moore.
Says,
oh God, Mandy Moore is being in the mommy group.
She unfollowed, I think, Mandy Moore and Hillary Duff. But then Carrie in the comments says Ashley Tisdale is also MAGA, and I think the others are not. So that could be an issue. I will say this, you know, I know this is big news in the world, you know, this whole thing about her leaving the mom group. Some of us have been watching people leave the mom groups for years, which is called the end of a Real Housewives season. Okay. This isn't our first
time. Bravo in general. Yeah. We've seen this forever. Remember they had that show on Bravo about the moms? It was like, there goes the momberhood or something like that. And you refused. That was one of the only shows Ben was like, I refuse. I think we did the first one and you were like, I'm putting my foot down. This is a no. Yeah,
because it was so scripted. It was too scripted for me. It didn't feel authentic at all. Like, you know, I understand that these shows have a degree of production and there's producer manipulation, but like, I don't want to see the seams. And that's why I like Bravo shows, because I feel like by and large, they are really well done. Whereas if you go on to E or you go on to like certain Netflix shows, Hulu shows, it's just like you almost can see the producer off camera waving their arms and holding up signs saying, ask this question. I mean, it's too much, you know?
Yeah. Michael Horn says, Crystal Kung Minkoff said one of her childhood friends is in this group, which is hilarious. Crystal Kung Minkoff loves a getting kicked out of a mommy group story. Cause you know, she had her own of like the 16 friends or the 14 friends or whatever. So yeah. I like that she's even friends with somebody in a group that kicked somebody out. A lot of kicking out going on in these friend groups, these mom friend groups.
The kicker or the kicky?
Yes.
You gonna be bitch.
Well, so, Ashley Tisdale, I don't know about her politics. I don't know really anything about her except her name's stupid. And I will say this, though. I don't want somebody in my mom group who's going to, like, go run to the press every time there's a problem in mom group. So I think that that's just, like, a symptom of what kind of person that is, okay? Because mom group is mom group. We don't talk about mom group outside of mom group. Only our gay sons are allowed to go talk about it.
By the way, Ashley Tisdale is denying that she's a Republican, according to a very quick Google search. So who knows? Who knows what's at the core of this?
Aaron said, Crystal called herself a trendsetter. That's funny. I met Crystal.
Ashley was wearing. Day. Oh, yeah. Go on. No, I was saying she was wearing ugly leather pants. Go on.
I went to Shane Douglas's birthday party. Shane Douglas of the Jeff Lewis show and camp. The Jeff Lewis camp. It was his birthday. He's so cute. And Ben was busy, but I went to his birthday party. It was so much fun. I finally met Crystal Kung Minkoff. What a lovely lady. We've met on DMs because she used to listen to Crappens when she was on it and told us. And we said, please don't. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not apologizing to you, so please stop listening. So we didn't know her in real life, and it was so nice to meet her. What a lovely, lovely lady. Hopefully we'll have her on here soon to talk, because, of course, you know, I was like, give me your number. You're coming on our show. But that was really fun, and Shannon Bedore was there as well.
Huh.
Looking gorgeous. She looks great. Now, Shannon, I did talk to a bit, but I don't... I'm not like as like, hey, girl, what's up? Like with Crystal, I was like, OK, let's talk and be friends. But with Shannon, you know, I'm still talking shit about Shannon. So I can't get too close. But she is so fucking funny. First of all, she looks amazing. She was sitting there. I think she came close to me to get a break, which little did she know. You're not going to get a break coming to stand next to me. So she sat there. She's going through her phone and just kind of in her own world. And finally, like, I'm talking to somebody. And 10 minutes later, I turned around. I was like, what are you doing? You've been on your phone. And I looked at what she was doing. I said, why are you just looking at all these pictures of yourself? Because everyone kept coming by and taking pictures with Shannon. I said, what are you doing? A photo booth? And she goes, no, I have to find a good picture. Don't worry about it. I'm just trying. I said, well, they all look fine. You look good. Like, she legit looked gorge. I'm like, who cares? And someone's like, oh, Jeff is trying to set her up with Steve Guttenberg. So it turns out on his show, I don't even know how this came up, but apparently Jeff is trying to set this lady up with Steve Guttenberg. So we're all going through his, well, by we all, I meant me. I immediately brought up his Insta and I was like, whoa, Steve Guttenberg. But then there's some shirtless pictures. And I was like, oh, Steve Guttenberg, Shannon, you deserve this. You deserve a break today, okay? McDonald's is shit. And she's like, well, like, you know, I don't care about what's in your heart. I said, he has a tiny robot. Shannon has not seen Short Circuit, so she didn't get that. I was like, rent the fucking movie. You're not allowed to date Steve Guttenberg. Also, what kind of mother were you that you didn't show your child Short Circuit?
Did you also remind Shannon that he is a proud protector of the peace as a member of a police force? I have to assume he still has that, given that he did graduate from a police academy once or three, four times.
I was like, bloop, 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 bloop. Steve Guttenberg.
I love that. That's why I was, listen, I only watched Police Academy for the sound effects guy and Sharon Stone.
Yeah. And someone said, yeah, Jeff is just trying to give you a happy life. I said, yeah, what Jeff is trying to do is give you a very happy relationship so then he can ruin your relationship. You know how this goes, right?
It's like, oh, I don't know. It's not a relationship. It's not a relationship. I barely know him.
So we'll see.
I mean, what is he, just an icon of the 1980s? Well, I mean, he does like to take care of children. That's why he raised a child with two other men. So I enjoy that.
Steve Guttenberg is a hero these days. It was almost exactly a year ago that he famously helped evacuate many people from the Palisades fire. So, like, if that happens, Shannon's going to wind up with a hot commodity. And I'll tell you one thing. I have a feeling that Steve Guttenberg eats vegetables. So I hope that works out.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was that. But that was a really fun night. A lot of people were there. All the, you know, a lot of the chumpy chumps were there. Ryan Bailey, LaKendra Tooks, you know, Joey Zausig, who's very himself. To say, so how's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You know, oh my God, I don't know. I saw my ex. It's great. I'm not even thinking about it. I don't even think about him anymore. It was a good breakup.
I mean, the guy just goes on and on about the most personal, things. I'm like, well, good to see you.
I don't even think about it anymore.
I'm like, you're talking about it to almost stranger at a party, but good for you. Glad you're getting over this, buddy.
I wish I could have been there. I had a long time previously scheduled board game to play that started at 11 in the morning and ended at 2 in the morning. So, you know, one does not send back without causing huge ripples. Okay, so
that's sexy.
Sorry, but I had some spaceships to move around a table for 12 hours. But I would have loved to have gone, and I hope that they had a great time. And
everybody was really sweet. Jeff was sure to tell me he loves having you on his show without me, which was very kind. He's like, wow, Ben is so much better without you. I was like, okay, thanks. You know, people are asking, was Kelly Dodd there? No, Kelly Dodd was not there. So that saved my lungs.
I think she was actually at like Mar-a-Lago for New Year's.
Oh, well, there's a shocker. So... there's that. Also that show came out, this members only Palm Beach, since we've been
speaking
gone. Yeah, people have gone crazy for this show. Have you seen it?
So I did not watch it because I took the break to not watch
board games till 2 a.m.
Did you not hear I was saving the galaxy? When the trailer dropped in December, I was like, I absolutely need to see this. It looked amazing. And so I do fully want to watch it. I love watching rich asshole older ladies just cavort. So I am totally excited to see it. Originally, I was going to propose that we cover it when we get back. But this week, Bravo has dropped. We have The Valley coming back. They've dropped The Valley and it's a 2-episode premiere. And then The Traitors is going to premiere on Thursday on the same night as The Valley. And that we have to assume is a 3-episode premiere because that's how they usually do it. And so we just, our dance card is full. Like our dance card is actually already full. And now we're getting all this stuff. So it really bums me out.
I don't even like to dance.
I don't even like to dance. It really bums me out because I really want to not only watch the show, but I already know I want to recap it. And I think it's just going to be, at least for this first season, I don't think it's going to be possible. It's just a shame. Like there's just so much we could do. Honestly, if I had my druthers, honestly, I would drop. No, I don't know if I'd drop anything. All these shows are so good. I was going to say Southern Charm or Beverly Hills. But the truth is that like the shows may not be great, but there's, I know. But I'm just saying they're so fun to make fun of. Even when they have bad seasons, they're so fun to make fun of.
Well, I did not watch it either because I was reading, oh, it's MAGA this, MAGA that. And I didn't want to make myself mad over the holiday. And we had talked about Heated Rivalry a little bit before the holidays. We had both only watched 20 minutes of it. I liked it. Mm-hmm. You didn't like it so much. I mean, it was only the first 20 minutes
I'm going to finish.
Can I tell you, I watched it. Yeah. I loved this show. I cried. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. And a lot of it, people are like, oh, it's gay porn. This, I mean, yeah, there's like a lot of that, but it's such a good show. I have the internet. I don't need the porn on. Like, I'm not like a Skinamax kind of a guy. I have the internet. I can see penises going in butts. But it was such a good show. I just loved the show. I loved it. Yeah,
I'll finish watching it. I'll finish. It was just, I watched 20 minutes of it when I had some time. And then I was just like, I wanted more buildup. I enjoy the courtship a little bit more. But that being said, I know courtship. It's going to be great.
The whole thing is a long course. I mean, you know, gays, yeah. We fuck first, gay we ask names later. So it was that. Let's get into some. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say some people in the comments seem a little alarmed. They're like, the Valley's coming back already. This is the Valley Persian style. It is basically the Shah's reboot where they've changed out Mike and added in some new folks. So it is just the Valley spinoff. So if you think about it, you have the Valley Persian style, which is a spinoff of The Valley, which is a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules, which is a spinoff of Beverly Hills, which is a spinoff of Real Housewives of Orange County. The lineage goes deep.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a spinoff of Orange County.
Beverly Hills is.
No.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is a literal spinoff of the Real Housewives of Orange County.
It's a franchise.
Well, sure. But it's still,
Arby's a spinoff of McDonald's.
The point is there is a bloodline that goes from Baby Shams now up to Vicky Gunvalson.
Which is mostly just because they do not want to pay for a new set. Bravo is cheap. Their asses are spending everything. All their money goes to Beverly Hills. They don't have money for any of this other shit. They won't even hire a cleaning crew to go clean, sir. That restaurant has not been cleaned for 2 decades, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. They are using the same backgrounds, interview sets, and all that stuff for The Valley. So they're saving a little money. So by the way, I went to the old pump the other day. It's Rooster Fish now in WeHo.
Yeah.
I went out the other night. It's pump. They didn't take out the trees or anything. They just like tarted up Trump, which like, you know, the trees were the nice part and they kept the bar, but they took out a lot of, you know, the really Lisa-y things, but it was still pump. I was like, good for you guys. You didn't let her sue you to get her olive trees back. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so you were trying to transition into headlines. I am here. I am locked in. What do you want to start with?
Well, the big one, obviously, was you. You are the headline. Because the cult of a Real Housewife, the Mary Cosby tell-all cult on the classiest channel of all time, Tulsa. Ben was on there. So,
you know,
I know
they always said, don't become the story. Don't become the story.
I was. Now, you were on there. One of the big controversies of this was that they were taking people's social media stuff and putting it on there without any kind of permission, or, you know, a lot of people were really pissed off about that. That Besties by Caitlyn, not happy. I think Gibson
was not happy.
Yeah, people were not happy. How did you feel about being blatantly ripped off, having your face splashed all over national television without your permission?
I literally could not have been happier. I'm not going to lie. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I want to have a united front with everyone. I know it's wrong. This is like the most delightful way to start the new year for me. I'm so sorry. I know. But like, no network is going to pay for this content. Okay, they're not going to pay for it. I don't know. I don't care. It's like a stupid documentary on TLC. I literally don't care. I think it's like, whatever. You know, I think I would be upset if they used it in a way that totally misrepresented me. I'm not, but like, they don't pay for this shit anyway. Right. And like, I was like, for a moment, I was like, I said shit, but I'm like, I forgot we're not on Amazon Live. But like, honestly, yeah. Yes, they may have exploited my vagina. Sure. I just am like,
your vagina is exploitable.
Here's why I don't have a leg to stand on. I have built a career. We have built a career off of Bravo TV. Okay. And like, and all of a sudden I'm going to act precious. I can't. Sorry. Other things I'll get mad at.
We got a couple of leeches.
I can't be mad. I don't know. We're part of the leech ecosystem.
I got a couple of DMs from our friends who were on it as well, featured against their, you know, wishes or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, Benny's going to be pissed when he sees himself. They're like, do you think he's going to be mad? I said, girl, Ben is not going to be mad. I said, Ben, this is like a gift. This is like a Hanukkah gift to Ben. So please don't ruin it. Don't message him. Don't take away his joy. Don't make him mad about it.
Message me. People messaged me and they're like, aren't you upset? And I just sort of gave neutral responses because I didn't want to make them be like, I don't want to trivialize what they were feeling, because other people are more upset than I am. And that's fine. You know, other people are like, this is just not like they felt violated. They felt like it wasn't right. It wasn't the kind thing to do. You know, and
you know what I thought was so funny about like, it? They took all these accounts, right? They took clips from people's TikToks and stuff, but then they jacked up the numbers. They lied about their numbers and said like, oh, this person has 4 million followers and they're talking about it. So first of all, how truthful is this TLC documentary? Because
there's that.
You're not even taking the real footage. You're taking the footage and then adding sauce to it so you look more legitimate. It's like these people have like 4,000. And the people were saying it online. They're like, I have 4,000 followers. Why are they saying I have 4 million followers?
Well, the funny part was it wasn't even from Watch What Crappens. Actually, if there's anything, I don't know if I haven't watched it. I feel like one of those real housewives. I feel like Jax being like, I haven't watched it. I haven't watched The Valley, but I really haven't watched it because you guys know how much I hate TLC. So I haven't watched it. I don't know if I'm assuming they did not say Ben Mandelker or whatever, but the funny thing is that the footage that they used was when I was guesting on, the Elvis Duran show on Z100 or iHeart, whatever. So it wasn't even Crappens. I was actually, if anything, I'm upset that we couldn't promote Crappens on it, you know, but luckily I love the people over at Elvis Duran. And so I was happy that was part of it, but just kind of like, bizarre, you know. And the thing that my first thought was this. Here's my first thought. By the way, I love that I'm giving like a behind the scenes BTS of my 3-second clip on a documentary. But then when I went on to the Elvis Duran show, I wore this like shirt that was really fun that had like, it's like a corduroy shirt with like depictions of little cabins. And after I went on, my parents, you know, my parents always call with notes. My mom was like, so why did you choose that shirt? I was like, because it was fun. And my mom's like, I wouldn't have chosen that. It wasn't a very good shirt for you. It's just not the shirt that you should wear on something like that. Like you shouldn't have worn it. And my very first thought was when they put the documentary footage up was like, my mom's gonna be mad because they got me in the shirt.
He's finally on TV and he's in that shirt. He's in that damn shirt. That's funny.
For the record, I love the shirt and I was very happy about it.
So the documentarians were saying in an article on the Reporter, Hollywood Reporter, they were saying that the reason they use so many clips is because this story about Mary's temple or whatever, her faith temple or whatever, was already told through social media from the beginning of the show, which is true. I mean, I felt like we didn't have to watch it because we talked about this as it was happening, as it was coming out online. We had a lot to say about it back then. And by the time it gets on TV, I mean, look, it's like the Epstein list. Everybody's like, oh my God, the Epstein list. I've been telling you people about the Epstein list for years. And now everybody's like, oh, now the Epstein. What do you think? Before, when I was saying it, it was like a conspiracy and I was a crazy person. And now everybody's going crazy over it. And I'm tired. Like, I've already read it all. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's how I felt about the Mary documentary. It's not that it's not a big deal. It's that I was already so mad about it back then. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I like Mary now because she's just stayed on. And it's like, to me, she's weathered the storm, but she has not weathered the storm. The storm has just started because not everybody is as obsessed with Reddit and social media gossip as I am, apparently. So this is new news for a lot of people, and they're pissed. There's a lot of pissed off people.
Yeah, but it's gonna, you know what? Like, there's just bigger fish to fry. I think if this had come out maybe a year ago, even 2 years ago, I think maybe more outrage. They're just bigger. There's bigger shit in the world to worry about. Stuff that's like scary, bigger and scarier. I mean, like literally, our country just abducted the president of another country. And so we're going to really devote time to Mary Cosby. It just seems like there's just bigger things to be worried about and scared about. So I think this is just going to blow over, you know, and like, also, like you said, this is old news for all of us, you know, I think yeah. for newbies or casual watchers it is, but like, I don't know.
I mean, it's not good. I'll tell you, a lot of it's not good. Some of the biggest revelations to me were just the lies that Mary was kind of caught in on the show. Because on the show, Mary says that the reason she married her step grandpa, guys, it's not gross. Okay. The reason she married her step grandpa is because her grandmother willed it. Basically, she said in her will or whatever that she wanted Mary to marry the husband and take over the church. And that's just not true. Mary was actually married, at the time to somebody else, which I don't think I knew the timeline of all this back then, but Mary was married to somebody else. And then, the husband, Robert Sr., took over the church after the grandmother died, and that he became closer with Mary, bought her a BMW, and then basically started to kind of, I guess, groom her to bring her in, and then started telling everybody that God was willing him to marry Mary. And so they got married and took over this church, but that kind of contradicts everything that Mary said about it. What else in here? Do you love that that's the most offensive?
I'm about to say, this really just makes the Ashley and Cherie Sun thing just seems like a fun walk in the park.
Well, that's only like 10 years apart and they're not related. And even in a step way, why is there a little fly here? Get the hell out of here. So let's see what else happened in here. I'm taking this from the Daily Beast, who did a pretty good article summing up this stuff. Then they went over the walkout. The mom, you know, had a fit that she didn't get it. She ended up suing over forged documents. There were a lot of allegations of forged documents that they were saying, you know, mama willed this and mama willed that and mama wanted her money to go here. And basically those were found to be falsified. And Mary's mother won a $1.2 million settlement, which is pretty good. And then she had a big walkout where Mary talked about this a little bit recently. There was a walkout. The mom made a big stink at church. She took half the church with her. Mary kept half the church. The people that stayed in Mary's side of the church were forbidden from ever speaking to the people that her mother took, and to the point where one of the mothers in that congregation passed away, and her own daughter, who stayed at this church, was not allowed to go into that church. I mean, so wow. None of it's good. The stuff with Cameron, not good. Apparently, he claimed to have had an affair with Mary. Cameron's the guy we saw on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City who died of a brain tumor after. But apparently, he claimed they had an affair and that she was giving him like $2,500 shoes. And, you know, he felt very brainwashed and he had to, you know, get rid of his house to give the church money. And I don't know. None of it's good. That's for sure. But it's all kind of old.
Yeah, that's my feeling. And someone brings up this point. Didn't Morgan Freeman date his step-granddaughter from his ex-wife? There was something like that. Morgan Freeman did do something odd like that. Yeah, it just feels old. And it feels like the only reason why they did this documentary is because Mary became popular. Because this, I feel like all this stuff was just floating around several years ago. And at that time, people were busy making documentaries about Jen Shah. Because Jen Shah took up all the air in the room. And what's funny is that, like, if you go back to season two of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, it's as much about Jen Shah and her legal issues as it is about does Mary have a cult? Like, a big part of that season was questioning Mary and everything going on over there. So it just felt like there was like a moment where people were like, what should we exploit? We can exploit Mary's cult, we can exploit Whitney's vagina, or we can exploit Jen Shah. And they went Jen Shah. And now they're circling back because Mary's popular. And I just feel like, I'm not saying, oh, this is good, but we already had our outrage. I just don't feel like I can be outraged again. I feel like it's over. The scab has healed over.
The outrage has moved to other things. And I think that it's, you know, I read a lot of outrage, but it seems temporary. I think that you're right that it's going to kind of blow over. Does it deserve to? I don't know. I'm not really saying it's not a big deal. I think it's horrible. I think a lot of this stuff is horrible. And I think the way a lot of churches prey on their members was terrible, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, people try and compare it to Jen Shah and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, you know, Jen Shah was like going after the most vulnerable people and promising them things and take. I mean, I guess you could say that Mary was doing that, but I don't know. Look, I'm getting tired even talking about it. So I think it's over for me.
Yeah.
Unless they bring it up on Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Like, if they bring it up, then sure, we'll take a stance, more of a stance. But like, when an outsider like TLC comes in, then I'm like, I'm going to circle my wagons, my pioneer wagons, because it's a sisterhood.
It's but the still, too late like, channel. Okay. Because you're too late.
Yeah. It's the president of TLC is JoJo singing. It's just a little too late. A little too late.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want to talk about today?
Okay. Well, here's some, let's talk about one of the most compelling people in the world of Bravo, Kyle Richards. Two things hit the news headlines this week. First is that Kyle has moved to Tennessee.
Oh, what a shocker.
Yeah. Yeah. So actually, this is great news because she sold her Encino house, and I could not be happier because, as people know, I hate that house. I'm so glad that house, with its stupid, tall, suffocating hedges around the driveway and its generic, like, white pillared facade. I don't even know what style of house it is. It's just so generic.
So she did sell it?
I feel like I've read that she sold it.
Oh my gosh.
It said,
so she's moving there for good?
Let me read the official, this one. This is from Bravo's own website. Because I read in a different one that she sold it. Maybe that was incorrect. Maybe it's just a fever dream, a wish for me. So I just love real estate, Kyle confessed in an exclusive interview with the Daily Dish. Kyle is the one. I love her generic statements. I love shopping. I love real estate. She's just like a bot. So she bought
just a like house. Place dashes. Like, wait a minute.
I generally am very passionate about it. And she's calling real estate one of her favorite things since she and Mauricio, founder of the agency Luxury Real Estate Brokerage, announced their split. So suddenly she loves real estate out of nowhere. So she says, this is something that I'm doing. It's my investment, because even now Mauricio will share things like, oh, I'm making an investment in these investments. And I'm like, what can I do on my own that I can feel good about? And I've always been good at real estate, you know, has she? And I've chosen the majority of our homes, and it's always worked out well for me business-wise, except for when I choose a home and then it gets burgled. So I just love that Kyle is still just taking other people's passions. This one says, this would be the second home Kyle's bought on her own. One's in California, one's in Tennessee. Okay.
She said she didn't sell her house. Yeah.
Okay, so the other article I read had was poorly referenced, but she did, at the very least. She did buy a new home in Tennessee. So the other thing was a little bit more alarming, because it's like if you sold your house in Encino and you bought a house in Tennessee, it's like, what's going on with that? But it looks like it's just a second property, and I'm sure there'll be a cast trip there next season on Beverly Hills if we are so blessed. The other piece of news from the Kyle Richards front is that She and Mauricio went to a New Year's Eve bash and were very touchy and warm and very obviously, quote unquote, together, according to Page Six. So how about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I figured was going to happen, was she was going to end up back with Mo. And this other thing was either a phase or I don't know what it was. But buying a house in Tennessee, doesn't that mean you're going to be with Morgan? I think Kyle's just fucking with people now. She's like, look, she really I bought is. A house in Tennessee, but I'm still all over Mo. Ah, options. Who knows?
Yeah, it's too much. I just want to say something. When I was reading this article, she referenced Mo and it's spelled M-A-U. I think we need to normalize when we refer to Mauricio as Mo, we just call it M-O. Because that's not, M-A-U is moi. Like, it's, I'm sorry, if you... I understand the large word is Mauricio, M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O, but it's like, you know, it's just, it's when you say Mo, it's spelled M-O. I'm just going to say it right now.
Okay, new rule.
Or M-A-U-X, but I cannot do M-A-U and say Mo. It's just my brain will not allow it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all this Kyle news happening at the same time the Mary Cosby stuff happened, and it came out all during a holiday. And it's just like, I don't care. You know what I mean? I think that's the time where you're supposed to release news that people don't care about. So I love that Kyle's huge news and this other news, it came out in the don't care period of life. Mm-hmm. I just don't care. But it's yeah. Kyle, you know, I mean, God bless her. God help her.
Yeah.
So God just got to do something with Kyle. Do something. God, make Kyle better. God. So some other stuff happened.
Wait, what? I just have to say, after my little rant, someone says, Ben gets a little TV fame and is making all the rules now.
You're famous.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So some other stuff happened over the holidays. Rich people got stuck in places. Okay. Mm-hmm. St. Bart's, huge stuckage. There's a lot of stuckage happening there. Okay. Shep, namely Shep, got stuck with a lot of other people who were probably horrified to be stuck with Shep. And I felt really bad for them.
Yeah. So I didn't read the fine details. I have to assume that because of the situation with Venezuela, like air traffic around the Caribbean was maybe paused a bit. So that way, because who knows what might happen. So as a result, people were stranded in the various Caribbean islands they went to over break. So Melissa Gorga is stuck in Aruba. Shep is stuck in St. Bart's. He took a video at Nikki Beach and he was like, gosh, I'm stuck in St. Bart's. Look at this. I guess there's worse place to be stuck. And he like pans around and Giselle is there on like in the shot with her daughters. And he doesn't even say like, oh, she's the nice lady from my network. He just keeps on panning by and everyone's like, Giselle was there. That was Giselle.
Yeah.
Doesn't even notice, doesn't even know who she is.
Well, he also got stuck with Tinks from Sirius, and she went up to him to say hi, and he posted on his story, well, of course, I was in a bathroom line with this girl, with this gal, chatting it up, and two girl ran up and asked for her picture, and I was like, who is this? And maybe I was bizarrely jealous, laughy face. She's Tinks, and she writes, so I'm impressed. And, it's a picture posing with Tinks. Here's the picture. And she reposted this and wrote, then he asked me, how many followers do you have anyway? And that's how I met Shep.
Well, I'm just sad that Shep was stranded on St. Bart instead of Bahamas, because then he could have spent some real good quality time with Sienna and her perfect little lips.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. Perfect freckled little lips.
So as you mentioned, Melissa Gorga was stranded in Aruba, and this is even better because there were no rebooking options for weeks. So good luck, Aruba. You're going to be eating some dry ass cookies.
Yeah. It's really funny. It's also hilarious because I think it was about like a year ago, we actually did an ad for Aruba. I'm imagining people like, you know, I heard that ad on Watch What Crappens. Ben and Ronnie were saying a lot of warm things about Aruba. I think this is the year we finally go, and now they're stuck there with Melissa Gorga.
How many people did we get stuck there? So Monica came out with a post this week.
What? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't want to. I know Monica, but since we're on the topic of celebrities having gone to St. Bart's, et cetera, and getting stuck there, there was one celebrity who went to St. Bart's who did get stuck there, and she emerged with a bit of an issue. It's Bethany Frankel, and
she
contracted a face infection after partying in St. Bart's.
So I've only ever been once. I've been to St. Bart's dozens of times off season. I booked it to bring my daughter because we went once before. We liked the food, the beaches, the shopping. This time it hit different. So every day you'd go to either a beach or a beach club at a hotel, and it would be the Hunger Games of fashion and money, and no one is just dressed casually.
Bethany acting like she is part of the old money establishment that was there before the other Bethany's arrived. Bethany, you are the Hunger Games. You're
literally hungry.
You're literally hungry. So she's on there. She's talking like, oh my God, like, oh my God, Hunger Games. It's like people came here. It's like crazy. It's like so many people came down to St. Bart's. I'm like, yeah, because as people like you are going there and you're being like, oh my God, I'm in St. Bart's. How do you think the people like in St. Bart's liked it when you showed up with camera crews? Okay.
Yeah. You know, the original people who complained that every loser is starting to come to St. Bart's when you started to come. Those are the first, there wasn't TikTok then. Okay. There was like Facebook stories or whatever the fuck it was them. It was those people like, this lady won't stop going into restaurants and giving reviews on their chicken salad that nobody asked for.
I volunteered not in tribute for this, but anyway, so she went to St. Bart's. And then she posts on TikTok,
POV, you left St. Bart's 3 days early and brought home a bacterial infection.
And her face has a bacterial, she is just full of bacterial infection on her face. And it's just like, I'm just so impressed how she's able to just step on so many rakes in her life. It's always something with Bethany.
I saw her posting the other day something about like, I was there,
you know, like we were trying to enjoy ourselves, but it's like the Hunger Games, you know, like trying to go anywhere, like social invitations. It's like this whole powerful thing, like parties, this, that, who's invited to here, who's invited to that. But you know what? I had to realize at the end of the day, it's like who you're there with. It's like love the one you're with, you know, and I'm with my daughter and I love my daughter.
And I was like, what a nice post to say, you're pissed that you weren't invited anywhere in St. Bart. Like, what a sad post to say, I couldn't get into any fucking party that I wanted to go to. Fuck this place. When you're
exactly
making a post about your daughter on New Year's Day, like, oh, wow, really glad I got to spend time with this little brat instead of all of the rich people I came here to hobnob with. Yay me. Anybody want to see Wicked for Good again?
I just love the woman who started the Be Strong Disaster Relief Initiative to help countries that are like stricken by a natural disaster and other things, specifically, you know, Puerto Rico and hurricanes, whatever. Then also going to St. Bart's and complaining about like people like, you know, flooding Nikki Beach. It's just like,
this is a crisis.
The perspective is amazing. And so Andy Cohen went on his show this morning. He was talking with John, and so Andy Cohen was like, oh, so I went on to TikTok, which I never do. Oh, man. And the first thing I saw was the margarita lady, and wow, just suffocating. It's so much. And so, of course, it was hilarious that he won't even call Bethany by name. He calls her the margarita lady. And he also says that she doesn't show up on his Instagram algorithm, so he never sees her. So like when he went on to TikTok, I guess the first time he'd seen her content in a while, which was also like, there was like layers of shade in that, which is like Andy Cohen somehow, like she's not important enough that the algorithm serves her to him, or he doesn't see it. Like it was all pretty hilarious, but that was the big takeaway, was that he will not refer to her as Bethany. And for those wondering if the status of their relationship, it sounds like it's still not healed.
Yeah. No, not healed. Margarita lady. Something else not healed. Monica Garcia from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, still piping up wherever she can. She goes on Carlos King often to talk about Salt Lake City. She posted on her TikTok a video of her dancing, which, I mean, you do you. And it says, you guys stay believing the wrong ones, 6 exclamation points. It's always the one projecting the most. And that's on people thinking, I can't keep Real Housewives of Salt Lake City out of my damn mouth. I haven't said shit, trust, but it's a new year. Let's see what happens. And the post says, when everyone wants to accuse Meredith of being an alcoholic, but she wasn't the one that was taken away in an ambulance to the ER for alcohol poisoning and demanded the footage never be shown and cast stay locked in their rooms while she got wheeled away to get her stomach pumped, allegedly. So everyone was like, who is this? Oh, my God, it's Heather. Who else would it be?
Mm. Oh, you think
who else? Mm. Heather's the one who pooped on herself and peed on herself and barfed on herself. We all saw it in that Palm Springs bus. Yeah. Like, who else could it be?
Yeah, she was really drunk that season. Really, really. Well, at least, especially in Palm Springs that one night, for sure.
And the black eye night with Jen Shaw, the wasted. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I'm not against anybody getting their stomach pumped, but I am against the hypocrisy of that storyline. And sometimes, you know, it takes a non-hero to be a hero. So at least somebody is saying it, because that storyline is making me crazy. You're all drunk. You peed and barfed on yourself on TV. You do not get to call people a drunk. Whitney, you were falling off the stage of BravoCon. You don't get to either.
But I also don't know what Monica's really trying to do here. Like people get too drunk all the time without being alcoholics and they get their stomachs pumped. I don't know. Like, I don't see when she's like, she had alcohol poisoning. I'm like, that happens to a lot of people. Now, I mean, I think after you're like 24, it's weird that it happens.
Yeah. Is it weird?
Mm-hmm. I started to Bronwyn myself. I'm like nodding my head. Like, is it weird?
It's weird. But like, I don't know.
Like, for some reason, I guess you're saying like, don't throw rocks in a glass house and in a glass med spa.
Don't throw olives when you live in a Tito's bottle. That's what she's saying. And I agree with that. You know, it's the hypocrisy, but you know, I just think it's funny because it's been a week of people being like, who could she be talking about? Who do you think? Come on, Pete. You watch the show. Also, who got Monica off the show? Heather. I mean, Monica's going to come for Heather for the rest of her life. You know?
Yeah.
Do I care that Heather's a drunk? No, it's you calling other people a drunk. So, let's see.
You know who else may have some issues with substances? Grace Lilly. Grace Lilly was arrested over the break. Now, notably, Grace Lilly was not at BravoCon. And when we asked some people, some of the cast members, where's Grace Lilly? They just sort of hedged and were like, oh, this or did that. So I don't know. Is Grace Lilly not coming back to Southern
Charm? I don't think so. Because Bradley from Southern Charm went, oh, hey, yeah. Well, I've heard your show before. Oh, but your girl, Grace Lilly. Mm-mm. And I said, what does that mean? He said, I'm not saying anything. I thought, I don't care. I know she's a mess. I still love her. And he was like, yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, she was barely on the show this past season. And it seemed like she didn't really have strong relationships with anyone. And she shone brightest the first season. And then I think she did the saucy thing originally of where she was working at the restaurant and then she stepped away because she thought she was a star. And so she was pulled over at a traffic stop at Circle K. I mean, already if you're pulled over at Circle K, it's just rough, you know? And she had, I think it was it pills? Yeah, she had a container that said happy pills written on top. I mean, also like,
could you be subtle?
It only happened in cartoons. Like, it's like she has a thing that says TNT on it.
She's like rolling around a big barrel that says Acme.
She has a bottle that says XXX.
Yeah.
Bye.
Grace Lilly. So she was charged with second degree harassment at a Circle K at Mount Pleasant, which is so funny to be arrested in a place called Mount Pleasant. It's so cute. She was arrested. Well, she was stopped for an illegal lane change and possible wanted party. And it was traffic right by cameras, the Ravenel Bridge, which is hilarious as well.
Traffic cameras flagged a vehicle near the Ravenel Bridge, which I don't know. I would not be surprised if those traffic cameras were just Thomas sitting at his plantation, like doing a sliver thing with that bridge. Like, hey, there's a pretty wife. I'll take her.
Pull her over.
Pull her over.
But don't you think it's also hypocritical? Are you even allowed? Should you even be allowed to be pulled over for drug use next to the Ravenel Bridge? I mean, isn't that bridge built from cocaine?
It's built on a lot of bad things. I'll tell you that much. But apparently it was Xanax.
Oh, that's not so bad. Oh, well, that's great. Everybody should have that. I don't think you should be in trouble for birth control.
Well, someone in the comments says that she was arrested for possession of crack back in 2016.
Crack?
I don't know the veracity of that, but yeah, Grace Elite seems like it's a troubled path for her. I feel like she's not going to be on the next season, and maybe like she's now in the next chapter of post-reality stardom. And then other news, Real Housewives of Potomac is in Colorado currently on the show. And the big thing that happened last night was that they went to Angel's house, quote unquote house, which wasn't her house at all. And they had to stay at this cabin. Well, in the wake of this, some people remembered that there's footage from over the summer of the Potomac cast being caught at the Four Seasons. So of Denver. So what do you think this is, Ronnie? Do you think they actually stayed in that cabin, or do you think it was, they say that the Four Seasons of Denver, or maybe it was once the cast trip wrapped up, they went to the Four Seasons of Denver? Cause I'm looking at the video now. They're all there. The whole cast is there. It's dated July 18th. We know that this trip is happening in July.
Ooh, so they all ditched the house. That would be good. That would be funny. Cause Angel's maybe really they faked too much it. With that whole house. They faked
maybe
it.
They pretend, maybe they didn't sleep in that house. That's sort of like Melissa Gorga, how she didn't sleep in the house for wife swap.
Oh, so you think they were just faking it and just acting mad, but staying there? I don't know. That seems like so much work to like.
Seems like it's far away from Denver too. I think this is probably. My guess is that after the trip was done, they then went down to Denver and had like a nice night in the Four Seasons.
Yeah, because isn't this near the end of the season? Is it? Yeah, I think the season's close to being.
I think it's going to end on vacation. I think the season will end on vacation.
Yeah, so maybe they just had a nice ending vacation. I don't know, because I figure if it was on the show, they would have hinted to it. It's not like they're huge secret keepers.
Yeah.
In the previews, you know. But I don't know. I have to say this goes, I don't know. But I think it would be funny if they ditched Angel's house. I was about to say I don't care, but I'm trying to stop saying I don't care as much in 2026. Not to you, just in general.
You say, I don't know. You say, I don't know, and I care.
I don't know. And I'm really trying to care. Does that work? So here's something I do care about. Heather Dubrow, one of the biggest breadcrumbs. Heather Dubrow sparks rumors of crossover to Beverly Hills with Diamond Post as husband Terry and fans react. She posted with herself in a really terrible outfit that would not pass on Beverly Hills and says, excited for the new year. What the new year may bring. Diamond, 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 diamond. LFG 2026. And so people are like, oh my God, is Heather moving to wherever? And then her husband, Terry, commented, diamonds are forever. And she said, love you, honey. I heart, heart, heart.
I'm going to say this is a tease. I don't think Heather's going to Beverly Hills. I think she likes toying with this rumor. I think this is really fun. But for her, but I think that like ultimately, I don't know, she's got OC stink on her. And I think that Bravo views the Beverly Hills as like their most like prestigious franchise that's like very fancy. And even though she's really wealthy and everything, I don't know. That being said, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how she fits in with the people of Beverly Hills. Maybe she would be great on it. I think that she would try to do like Beverly Hills cosplay, but eventually her Heather Dubrow-ness would come out. And then Kyle would be like, wow, she was really intense, right? Like, that's kind of weird. She's kind of weird, that Heather Dubrow. And I think Kyle would treat her as like a tryhard. Could be a really interesting dynamic. But
it could be because, you know, on OC, she acts like everyone treats her like, oh my God, she's a goddess because she's got so much money. And they kind of defer to her because she's got all the money. And I think on Beverly Hills, they would treat her like the poor one, which I would love.
Yeah, I think they would. Even though she's actually like totally, you know, I think she's
not
like
because of money with everyone. Yeah. Right. Not because of just money, because she's like the girl from the OC. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like she basically came from from some other school and joined this new, she's like new at the private school.
Right.
And they're like,
they would look gross. Down on her. Like, she's not actually poor, especially compared to like Dorit and Erica and people like that. So it's not like she's really poor, but they would treat her like the poor kid. They'd be like, oh, Wow, nice Fendi. Where'd you get that? They let you into the store?
Oh, you live next to Drake? Oh, well, Drake follows some of us, so that's nice. But I know him. We are good friends. Let me into the circle, please. Let me be the one. I can be part of you, please.
Drake's over. Drake's over.
No.
This is from Reality Blurb. As OC fans may have heard, Heather has been facing rumors of a potential exit in recent weeks, especially after Crystal Kung Minkoff claimed on her podcast Humble Brag with Cynthia and Crystal that a cast member had been replaced by Vicky, whose return was confirmed at BravoCon. So I guess Crystal said that she took someone else's orange, and I just don't see that being Heather.
Well, I thought originally it was that it was, what's her face? Why am I blanking on her name? You know, Katie Janella.
She's out.
Is she officially out?
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah, she's officially out, right?
Yeah.
Katie Janella, Crappin's listener, I'd like to add. But we met her. Did we ever say that we met her at BravoCon, that we saw her in the Four Seasons, and she was like, you guys are so funny, and she's a fan. But alas, she's also now no longer with us on Broadway.
The comments are saying, please let it be Emily. Please let it be Emily.
They are never going to get rid of Emily and Gina. I'm telling you this. They will not get rid of them.
Maybe Emily. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, we need to get over to talk to some people for the talking to you portion of the show. For everybody listening to this on audio, we're going to end this now, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with more headlines for you. Everybody who's with us on YouTube, stick around, and we'll have you on to talk. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.